How safe's your money in your bank account? Well, our very own Gloria Honeyford thought her cash was safe until she was the victim of a bank scam with con artists trying to steal £120,000 from her account. She said she felt violated after being targeted by fraudsters. Gloria is with us this morning. Gloria, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you. What happened?
Well, good question. I mean, I'm still trying to fathom it all in my head. But, I mean, generally speaking, I'm sitting here like a sitting duck in Kent, minding my own business, assuming that my money is a savings account. I haven't been in it for about 2 years, sitting there safe and sound. And I get a call from the bank to say you've been scammed to the tune of 120 grand, which is not the news you want to hear. And in this instance, it wasn't even my bank that alerted it originally. It was the other bank into which the money was going. And so it comes, obviously, as a bit of a shock. You don't understand it. And I understand it even less now, because if I ring up a bank, or even if I go in person, I've got to bring my passport with me, say if I want to do an ISO or want to withdraw money. And I know the girl really well. A different bank that I ring up, I've got to go through hoops of about 8 or 9 top security questions that nobody else would know the answer to if I want to get to my money. But it looks like it's easier for 4 strangers to walk off the street and get it.
And this was an individual who walked in. You know, you're well known, Gloria, for goodness sake.
Well,
and she looked nothing like you.
No, but it all went to the High Court, to the Old Bailey. And, of course, once it goes into a court case, nobody gives you any nitty-gritty information. And I'm gleaning that as I go along. But in this instance, you had a woman who's 3 times the size of me, who has her hair scraped back, and I would like to think doesn't look anything like me. She had a grandson with her who's black. She had another grandson, allegedly, and she had allegedly her daughter. Now, sadly, if she'd done her homework correctly for a good scam, I mean, in the end, hers was a good scam, but if you were setting it up, I think you would do your research to know that, sadly, I don't have a daughter. Secondly, my grandson is not black. And thirdly, she might have bought a wig the same colour as my hair. But in fact, she just walked in. I tell you those details because that's how easy it appeared to be. I know that the bank teller, I don't expect everybody to know who I am, and she is young, and she just said, well, she's not of my time, and I don't know who she is. And that's fair enough. I understand that bit. But as I understand it again, there is only a driving license in question. Now, I'd like to think, unless you really need to go to Specsavers or beyond, that if you looked at a driving license of me, even with a bad photograph as it is sometimes, and look at this woman, you wouldn't tally it. You would just have a suspicion. So I don't know how that got through the net, if I'm being honest.
And when you hear that your money has been stolen,
yeah,
what's it feel like?
Well, I just have no trust in banks now, sadly.
Which bank was it, by the way?
It was Santander.
And well, that's interesting.
Why is that?
That's interesting because I had money stolen, tens of thousands of pounds stolen from me.
And what was your case?
It was Santander. And someone, I haven't talked about this, but there are 2 fraud stories involving me.
Yeah.
The same person did Eamon Holmes and I.
That's right. He told me yesterday 60 grand he was.
Yeah. Grand. And this guy got, I think this guy got 40, 50, 60 grand off me actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what he had done was he had phoned up, and it wasn't Santander, it was another bank. He had phoned up the credit card company, pretended to be me, and all he did was he knew my name, my address, and my date of birth.
That was it.
He got through the security system, ordered a new credit card in my name to a different address, changed the address on my account. So I knew nothing about this.
No.
Because the statements were then, of course, going to this dodgy address that he had given. The new card that he had ordered in my name went to his address. And then he started using the card.
That's shocking.
And he actually went into some look. This is why I'm telling you this part of the story. You know, I'm quite well known in Northern Ireland. And I'm quite a particular size and body shape. And, you know, the name Stephen Nolan, I'm guessing. I don't know of any other Stephen Nolans in Northern Ireland. Let's put it like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was able to walk into household name local stores and use Stephen Nolan's credit card for thousands of pounds.
It's shocking, isn't it? And how did you feel at the time?
I felt I felt I would use a similar word, violated. I really would, because it's someone that's got into your personal space.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, and you're gobsmacked that can happen. And you've no knowledge of it.
No, I know. I mean, the thing is that there's a great dichotomy here, because, as I said, you know, sometimes the bank, and I do rip off Britain, of course, it's an irony here that that I got ripped, but I couldn't have done anything about that because I didn't even know about it. With some of our scams on the program, people say I should never have employed that builder. I should have known he was a charlatan. I shouldn't have paid out my cash up front. And afterwards they'll say, I'm really sorry. I feel so stupid now that I did that. But in your case and mine, no knowledge of it whatsoever.
So the story I was going to tell you.
Nothing you could have done about it.
The story I was going to tell you. So that was a separate one with a credit card. And I haven't talked with this second case before until now.
Mm-hmm.
So this was Santander. And this guy recreated checks, somehow recreated checks. Now his signature, the signature on the check was nothing like mine. Mm-hmm. It was a complete scribble. And he wiped my account out for something like £140,000.
Whoa.
Gone.
Whoa.
And it was some guy in Birmingham. And I said to the bank at the time, does no one check a signature on a check anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Does no one even look at it?
No. Did you get your money back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I got mine back, and my son Michael said to me, you've got your money back. Why are you worried? And I went, it's the principle of the thing, and I don't want to, what I want to say to people is this. Don't assume anything. Don't assume that your money is safe. Check it all the time. And I don't do online banking for that reason, because I know hundreds of people who've been scammed. But you have to be really diligent. And even when you are diligent, you're still not safe. But, you know, you're talking about Santander. I mean, a year previous to that, they did ring me up and say that somebody inside had tried to open my account, saying that when somebody tries to open an account, there's a central system that goes up to say that account is being opened. So I thought, well, that you know, at that time I thought, that's a pretty good system internally. And then we changed all the bank numbers and everything. So that was a warning. But in this instance, it's beyond me. I just really can't get my head around it at all. And those two women, by the way, are still on the loose. And the two boys were caught by the police. And one got a suspended sentence last Friday, which means if he has any kind of misdemeanor within the next 18 months, he automatically goes to prison. But, you know, but basically they all got off.
And had they done much research into you?
I have no idea. That's the other thing that drives me nuts in a way, is that because once it goes, in this case it went to the Old Bailey, once it becomes sub judice, I suppose, or a legal case, neither the bank nor the police would give you any nitty-gritty beyond saying it involves four people, beyond saying, you know, just a few bits and pieces, but no real information. So to this day, I still don't know what the license was like. Was it a fake license with her photograph on it? Was it with my photograph on it? What was it? And why did they just take a driving license, for goodness sake, as in order to sign over a complete account? So it was, she gave her grandson, allegedly, co-signature. So if my husband had up and said, I want to be a signatory on Gloria's account, they would go, sorry, doesn't work like that. Gloria's got to write us a letter of confirmation. It's got to give us the approval. They wouldn't let one of my family do it, never mind four strangers.
Are you confident it won't happen again?
No, I'm not. I have no faith in banks at all, and I'm generalising now. And what I would say to banks in general, because I feel really strongly about this, particularly through Rip Off Britain, we get no interest these days at all. And the only thing they can give us is service, you know, trustability, credibility, loyalty, safety, and I feel as if I've got none of that. So to answer your question, I don't know what you would do to feel safe. I really don't, actually. Don't have the answer.
Did it take you long to get your money back, Gloria?
No, it didn't, actually. In all fairness to Santander, they repaid it immediately because they realised it wasn't my local bank. It was away in a different part of the country altogether. And they repaid it immediately to my account, which is one thing. But like you, I still felt so violated. And because I'm in the business of consumerism, I thought I really want to, say the message to banks, you know, either through this or through my own program, Rip Off Britain, to say you need to really up your game in terms of internal security. you know, when you're drilling your people who are working at the counter, when you're employing people, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the one excuse that this girl had, she said, well, I'm 3 months pregnant and my attention was diverted. Now, I'm sorry, that doesn't say a lot about women. Many women work until they're 8.5 months pregnant and do a very good job. So if I were an employer in Santander, I'd be saying, it isn't an excuse, lady.
And you stand over that? You have no faith in banks?
Honestly, I've lost my faith in banking. I honestly have, because you're not getting anything for it anyway these days, which I know is not individual banks' problem, but it's that feeling of, certainly at my age, at this stage in your life, you know, you've gathered a few bob maybe, you know, for your later life, and you're not getting one penny interest rate, well, 0.25 or whatever it is at the moment. So, you know, it's not like you're saying, oh, my goodness, they're giving me 8% and I'm well invested and I'm trying to plan for my future, whatever length of time I live. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm getting nothing from banks these days at all. And even what was it last week? There was a rumour that some banks are now going to charge you for keeping your money.
That's right. Do you know what the farce is in my story? Because I've been done twice. Here's the farce of my life and my story. I can't get into my own account, for goodness sake, and telephone banking. Because every time the fraudsters can, but when I ring and they start asking me all of these details about me, I forget the right answers. That's true. What's your secret password name? I cannot remember.
And
on a number of occasions, they've said to me, I'm sorry, we can't deal with you today. And it is me. It's me.
Well, it's the same with me. Recently, I had that with a bank, and I had to reissue another eight questions and answers, you know, to redo my security system. And see, this is the bit that will gall me for the rest of my life, I guess. How can four strangers do it so easily?
Yeah. And then what's your date of birth and what's your middle name, and you can't, or what's your mother's maiden name? And you kind of think to yourself, well, do you know what? That's not too hard for a fraudster to determine.
No, that's not hard. I mean, let's be honest, it's very easy to get a driver's get a driving license information, because all you have, I mean, I hired a car recently in Dublin. I heard you talking about Dublin. I hired a car. Well, you know, it's so easy if you knew somebody. I'm not saying that's how she got it, but it's so easy. Or maybe she applied for a driving license in my name or something. I don't know. I just don't know. I would like the details myself, but, you know, I've still to get that from the police.
Always nice to talk to you, Gloria.
And thank you for telling me your scam. That makes me feel marginally better, to be honest.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you. Gloria Honeyford this morning.